This is Akashvani. The news read by Sarabjit Kaur. In Kerala, the death toll in the massive landslide that devastated Wayanad yesterday has risen to 135. The toll is likely to rise further. 186 persons are undergoing treatment at various hospitals in the region. Nearly 200 people are missing. However, the exact number of those missing is yet to be ascertained. A joint rescue and relief operation by the Army, Navy, Air Force, NDRF and other agencies has begun. 45 relief camps have been opened in Wayanad, where 3,069 persons have been accommodated. Minister of State for Minority Affairs, George Kurian, reached Wayanad last night and took stock of the relief operations. He interacted with the senior officials of NDRF and the Army. He also visited a relief camp at Kalpet. Speaking to media persons in Kozhikode, the minister said search and rescue operations will be intensified from today. He said three more NDRF teams and a dog squad of the Indian Army will also join the operations. Kerala Governor Arif Mohammed Khan and Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan will be visiting Wayanad today. Meanwhile, the IMD has declared orange alert in the districts of Mallappuram, Kozhikode, Wayanad, Kannur and Kasaragod, indicating the possibility of isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall. The authorities have declared holiday for educational institutions in 12 districts except Thiruvananthapuram and Kollam. Prime Minister of Vietnam, Pham Minh Chinh, has arrived in New Delhi for a three-day state visit to India. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation, including several ministers, deputy ministers and business leaders. Prime Minister Chinh is scheduled to hold bilateral discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who will host a luncheon in his honour. Prime Minister Chinh will also meet President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will also call on the visiting Prime Minister. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, India and Vietnam's long-standing historical and civilizational ties were elevated to a comprehensive strategic partnership during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Vietnam in 2016. Union Minister for Education Dharmendra Pradhan launched the National Apprenticeship and Training Scheme 2.0 portal and disbursed 100 crore rupees stipends to apprentices through the DBT mode in New Delhi. These apprentices are undergoing training in various sectors like information technology, manufacturing, automobile, among others. This initiative aligns with the government's focus on skilling and employability of youth. Addressing the event, Mr. Pradhan said, this year's budget also lays great emphasis on boosting skilling and employment. The minister appealed to all educational institutions and industries to join NATS 2.0 portal. On the occasion, UGC Chairman Professor M. Jagadish Kumar said, this portal is the need of the hour which will help youth to support the country's growth. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast isolated extremely heavy rainfall with very heavy falls over northwest, northeast, west, central and southern parts of the country for the next few days. The IMD said isolated extremely heavy rainfall is very likely over Karnataka today and over central Maharashtra till Saturday. Many areas across the country will witness very heavy rainfall for the next 4 days. In Delhi, the weather department forecast a generally cloudy sky with heavy rain today followed by light to moderate rain from tomorrow for the next 5 days. In Punjab, there has not been enough rainfall in various parts during the current monsoon season. However, our correspondent reports that the meteorological department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall for today and tomorrow and also issued orange and yellow alerts. In cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka in the final T20 international, making a clean sweep of the three-match series. Put into bat, India managed to post 137 runs for 9 wickets. Chasing the target of 138 runs, Sri Lanka were restricted at 137 for 8 wickets, taking the game into the super over. Washington Sundar was named player of the match, while Surya Kumar Yadav was announced the player of the series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.